Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are continuing today in our study on the subject of love. And we are not talking about human love. We are talking specifically about the God kind of love known as agape from the Greek word that means God's unconditional love. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, which has often been referred to as the love chapter, we see an eloquent description of the attributes or the manifestations of this kind of love in a person's life. Starting at verse 4 from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we find these words: love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Love bears all things. Love believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. In the Amplified translation of this seventh verse of 1 Corinthians 13, we find this: love bears up under anything and everything that comes, is ever ready to believe the best of every person, its hopes are fadeless under all circumstances, and it endures everything without weakening. Love bears up under anything and everything that comes. The word bears that's found in that verse, it comes from a Greek word that means to cover with silence or to endure patiently. We find the same idea in 1 Peter, verse 8 in the fourth chapter. And above all things, have fervent love among yourselves, for love covers a multitude of sins. Proverbs 10:12 echoes it again. It says, hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sin. Romans 15:1 says, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities or failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Galatians 6:2 says, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. This idea that love bears all things implies a twofold demonstration of love towards other people. Number one, it implies a love-motivated silence about the failings of others. Or you could say, love refuses to discuss other people's shortcomings. We live in a day when discussing other people's failures, sins, or shortcomings is the national pastime. We see it on talk shows. We see it in the magazine rack as you go to check out at the grocery store, where the headlines will blare the sin that's been discovered in some famous person's life. And yet, this scripture tells us that love bears, or love covers with silence, the shortcomings, failures, or sins of other people. The second part of this scripture implies that a person who walks in love towards others has a heart to see people restored rather than to see people publicly exposed when they fail. And you can look at Galatians 6:1, which discusses in more in depth the subject of seeing restoration of someone who has sinned. God calls us to confess our own sin, not hide it. And yet often people want to expose other people's sin and hide their own. But God has called us to be people who walk in love towards other people when they sin, when they fail, when they have shortcomings. Don't be caught up in the common practice of discussing the weaknesses or failures or failings of your spouse if you're married. This seems to be common water cooler discussion in workplaces where people will talk about their spouse in a most derogatory manner. This is not a demonstration of walking in love. Your flesh may not be able to stand the shortcomings or failures of your spouse, but the agape love of God inside of you, if you're a born-again Christian, can bear all things. Love, agape love, God's unconditional love in you, if you tap into it, can enable you to bear up under anything and everything that comes, even a difficult or phase of your marriage, a difficult in-law situation, difficulty with your children, or difficulty with your boss or supervisor at work or other people you may have encounters with. But God's love inside of you can bear up, meaning that you cover with silence other people's sins against you. Now, I'll make one editorial comment here. This is not an admonition to remain silently suffering in a truly abusive situation. If you need counsel, don't talk to your neighbor about it. Go to a godly person who knows the Word of God, a pastor, or someone in some type of spiritual authority who can talk to you about your situation and give you godly counsel if you're in an abusive environment in your home. That is another subject altogether. But I'm talking about walking in love in your daily life towards difficult people that you may encounter. The second part of 1 Corinthians 13:7 says that love is ever ready to believe the best of every person. Or in the King James Version, it says, love believes all things. But the Amplified makes it clearer when it says, love is ever ready to believe the best of every person. Human nature tends to think the worst of people. And yet God's love calls us to believe the best about every person. This requires us to take every thought captive to Christ, as we are admonished in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5. The accuser of the brethren, which is Satan, according to Revelations 12, 10, will always suggest to you that the actions and the motives of other people have some negative or unkind connotation associated with them. You will have to resist the temptation to assume the worst if you're going to walk in love, whether it's about your spouse or whether it's about someone at church or whoever it may be. You are going to have to resist Satan's pressure on your mind to assume they're talking about you, they're being inconsiderate of you, they're thinking negatively about you. All of those thoughts are pressures on your human flesh trying to get you to fall into the trap of sin where you are not walking in love towards other people, where you're not believing the best of others. Secondly, if you hear an evil report, a gossip or a report of sin, whether it's about someone you know or someone in perhaps Christian leadership, you must not receive it. If you consider it in your own mind, it will hinder your ability to walk in love toward that person. That is why it is vital to avoid engaging in gossip of any kind. Remember this simple rule: do unto others as you would like for them to do unto you if someone was gossiping about you. What would you want them to do? You'd want them to say, I don't even want to hear it. Pray for them. You don't know if the report's even true. You want to assume the best about people. What do you do if a report is true? Perhaps some religious leader has fallen into immorality. you need to pray for them. Don't meditate on it. Don't become smug or gloat. See, I didn't think they had a very nice spirit. I told you they were wrong, or you don't like their doctrine, so you end up being happy to see somebody fall into immorality. That is not walking in love. You must immediately go to prayer for that person. Say, God, help them, restore them, forgive them, deliver them. Whatever it is needed, pray for them as if it had been you yourself that had fallen. How would you want people to pray for you? Remember, love sees people with God's eyes. So therefore, love believes that a person can become the best through God's love. The last two parts of verse 7 here in 1 Corinthians 13 tell us that love's hope is fadeless and love endures everything without weakening. Love always has hope that a person can become all that God intended for him or her to be, even when there's no outward sign or desire to change. Remember, a person who walks in love keeps on loving and keeps on hoping, even when the other person appears to be unresponsive. Jesus loved the woman in Luke 7 with eyes of hope, believing that she would become the woman of purity that God intended for her to be. And then Jesus saw Zacchaeus with eyes of hopeful love before he ever repented. Love's hope is fadeless. Last of all, love endures everything without weakening. This is a call, as one author put it, to go through all kinds of trying and hurtful, evil and slanderous experiences calmly and sweetly, silently, lovingly, and uncomplainingly, as if they weren't even happening. Jesus demonstrated this perfect walk of love when he walked silently before his accusers and his persecutors and prayed, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.